most of the calls you actually connect on are not going to be answered by the owner. They're going to be answered by someone else first, a receptionist, an office manager, whoever sits closest to the phone. That is not a wall standing between you and the sale. It's just a normal part of the call, and it has its own technique. So let's talk about how to work it well. Start with the mindset, because it changes everything else. The person picking up that phone is a professional. Part of her job, literally part of what she's graded on, is filtering calls so she protects her boss's time, letting the important ones through and blocking the noise. So your job is not to trick her or slip past her. Your job is to make it easy for her to look at this call honestly and decide, on her own, that it belongs on the owner's desk. And remember what you're actually selling here. EdenOS is an AI office that answers calls, books jobs, and follows up around the clock. $25,000 a month. Published price, free demo at stayelite.com. That receptionist is doing by hand a piece of the very job EdenOS does automatically. Keep that in your head, and it'll keep you respectful with her every time. There are four rules, and they're simple. Be transparent. Give your full first and last name and your company name every single time. Reps who try to hide that, who mumble past it hoping to sound like they're not selling anything, are giving off the exact signal that makes the receptionist start screening. Second, never pitch the gatekeeper. She can't buy what you're selling, so pitching her only turns a neutral person into an active blocker. Third, be warm, not slick. Say please, say thank you, use her name if she gives it to you. And fourth, ask and then wait. Ask your question and then be quiet and let her answer. Now here's what we don't do. A lot of what gets taught out there is just deception. Pretending you already know the decision maker. Hiding your company name, punching random extensions hoping to get lucky. And playing someone's expecting your call when they're not. None of that. We don't use any of it for two reasons. First, it burns the account permanently the moment it's discovered. Second, and more important, it directly contradicts what we're selling. We are asking business owners to trust us with their operations, their phones, their bookings, their customers. That trust has to start on the very first call with the person at the front desk. Now, how you actually open with her? There isn't one magic line. There's a toolkit, and you pick based on how she sounds. A straightforward version is just your name, your company, and a direct ask for whoever handles the relevant area. A softer version flips the dynamic and makes her the expert. You tell her you're not even sure who to ask for, and ask her to point you in the right direction. That disarms people fast. There's the honest version, where you just name the cold call before she can. Full transparency, this is a cold call, 30 seconds to explain why, and she decides if it's worth passing along. There's a version that just asks who handles the role, scheduling, operations, follow-up, without asking for a transfer yet. There's the permission version, where you ask if you can share why you're calling, and let her be the judge of whether it's worth the owner's time. There's a version where you basically ask her opinion. You know this better than I would. Is this handled by the owner directly or someone else? If she sounds relaxed, there's real value in just being a human being with her for 10 seconds first. Ask how her Monday's going. Actually listen. And then ease into your name and your question. There's a version built around your niche. We work with businesses like theirs on a specific outcome. Who's the right person for a short conversation about that? And two lower pressure versions that don't even ask for a transfer. One just asks for the best time to catch the decision maker. And the other, only when it's actually true, references a note you already sent and says you're following up like you promised. A transfer isn't the only win on this call. If you can't get through today, the person you're talking to is the best free information you're going to get in that building. You can ask who actually makes this kind of call, the owner, or someone in operations. You can ask if it's handled in-house or by an outside company, and whether you've even reached the right location. You can ask about access, the best time of day to catch the decision maker, whether they prefer a call or an email, whether there's a direct line instead of the main number. You can quietly qualify the business, roughly how many people they have out in the field, whether they're doing a particular process manually or with a system, whether anyone's called about this before. And you can build an ally, Get her name and use it for the rest of the call. Ask her how she'd get 5 minutes with the owner if she were you. Ask whether it's better to call back or send something over first. Then there are the blocks, and almost every one of them has a calm answer. When she asks what this is regarding, that's just standard screening, not hostility. Give her a one-line outcome, admit you're not sure yet if it's a fit, and ask if the owner's the right person. And if she asks whether he's expecting your call, she's testing whether you lied. Just tell the truth. No, this is a first outreach. And ask whether it's better to go through her or try him directly. We're not interested is often just reflex, and she may not even have the authority to say it. Ask gently whether that's company policy or the owner's call to make. If she tells you to email info at, that inbox is a graveyard, so say you're happy to and ask who to address it to by name so it doesn't get lost. They're in a meeting, might be true, or might be a brush off, either way. Just ask for a better window, morning or afternoon. If she offers to take a message, it likely won't get past the long, so say you'd rather catch him live and ask what time tomorrow gives you the best shot. We already have a vendor, might be real, or might be a brush off. Say you're glad to hear it, that you're not there to replace anyone. Most of what you do sits alongside what they already run. And ask if it's still worth a quick word or truly locked in. If she accuses you of just trying to sell something, own it. Honestly, yes, eventually you'd like their business, but today you just want to find out if it's even a fit, and if it's not, you'll say so and stop calling. If she asks how you got the number, it's almost always just mild suspicion. Tell her the truth, their website or a public listing, nothing sneaky. If she asks who you're with again, she's just verifying you're real. Repeat your name and company, offer to spell it. If he flatly doesn't take cold calls, respect that immediately and ask how he does prefer to hear about something like this. If she says put it in the mail, that's a soft no, take it and ask who to address it to and what they'd want to see. If you get silence or get transferred without a word, that's actually neutral. You're through, so don't add anything. Just wait for the pickup and start clean. And if she comes back after checking and says he's not available, just ask if there's a better time or whether you should try later in the week. One more thing worth knowing. The objection library's gatekeeper scenario is basically this whole chapter acted out in miniature. The opening line in that scenario, wondering if she could help you out for a moment, is the exact help me out opener from this chapter. The reason she's given for the call, hidden gaps and how incoming calls get handled when everyone's out on jobs, is a live example of answering what is this regarding the right way. And when the gatekeeper pushes back hard, the recovery line, apologizing, then pointing straight at the problem eating OS fixes, is the four rules in action under real pressure, warm, transparent, no pitch aimed at her, and a fast, respectful pivot. Back to asking for the transfer.